Today's shiur is Masechta Erev and Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach on the Beis, in the middle of the Amid Mashe Niskruhu Mafsid. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody puts an Erev Tchumim, even one Amma outside of the city, what he gains in one direction, he loses in the other direction. Ask the Gemara, Mashe Niskar, does he only gain as much on that side, the Sulai, that he doesn't lose anything from the width of the city? That means the Gemara now is suggesting that the city itself in which I am in is not counted towards the 2,000 Amma. Ask the Gemara, Tanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa, Hanoisina Saruva B'toich Ibura Shalim, if somebody puts his Erev in the part that's considered part of the city, the 70 Amma extension of the city, Loyosa Loiklum, that is a meaningless act because you could have walked there without an Erev anyway. Nosnai chutz libur shalir, but if you put your Erev outside of that area, afila amma achas, even just one amma, mistakar oisa amma, so you gain an amma in the direction in which you put the Erev. So let's say you put that Erev amma towards the, an amma past the city towards the east side. He could walk from where he put the Erev, 2,000 Amas in the easterly direction, or Mafsid, Kali Ir Kulai, Mibnei Shemidas Ir Oyla Mibnei Satchum. That means, normally, somebody who's in a city, the entire city is considered like Arba Amas, and that the 2,000 Amas that were given every Shabbos only begins after the city boundaries. But if somebody, seems the Braisa to teach us, puts the Erev outside of the city, even if it's just one Amma outside of the city. So now, by putting the Erev in that location, what that is essentially saying, that I'm not a member of the city anymore. Because, as we know, what putting down the Erev accomplishes is that wherever I put down the Erev, that's where I am considered residing for Shabbos. If that's the case, the din that we just said, the rule that we just said, that the entire city in which I am in are considered like four Amos, is not anymore the case. And in such a case, the city, we have to measure according to what the distance I walk in the city. So if the city, for example, will be 1,000 Amos wide, and I put my Erev one Amma outside the city in the east direction, I would be allowed to walk from that Erev 2,000 Amos in towards the east. But if I want to walk towards the west, what I would only be allowed to do, I could walk one Amma from the Erev to the city. Then I could walk 1,000 Amos. And then I could walk 999 Amma to reach my 2,000 Amma. Now the entire city will not just be considered like Dalet Amos. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. So our Mishnah seems to teach that the entire city is still considered just like Dalet Amos. And the Braisa says, not like that. Answers the Gemara, the way to reconcile this is Kan Shekosu Midas B'Chatzir. If the city is wider than 2,000 Amos, or even if it's not wider than 2,000 Amos, but you put your Erev at a greater distance on the east side. And therefore, when you start counting the Erev in the example that we're using towards the west, your Erev doesn't give you the ability, your 2,000 Amma ends in the middle of the city. It doesn't encompass the entire city. So then you count every Amma of the city individually. However, Kan, Shekosu Midas B'Sofer, if it's a smaller city, and therefore, by me walking just with the 2,000 Amma that I'm entitled to, I put my Erev right next to the city. And when I walk 2,000 Ammas, I am able to walk through the entire city. Since I'm able to walk through the entire city, therefore, the city is only considered like four Ammas. There's a difference between the city is encompassed within my 2,000 Ammas, then it's only counted like four Amas, whereas when the city is not encompassed in my 2,000 Amma, then I can't walk the entire city. And where do we find such a distinction? Says the Gemara, Kedrav Di'idi. Damar Rav Idi, Amar Bishu ben Levi. Haya moided uba, if somebody's measuring and coming into a city, the cost midas b'chatzir, and it stops in the middle of the city, ain't loy elachatzir. He only could go to where his Erev allowed him to go. However, cost midas b'soifir, if I was able by walking within my 2,000 amma to walk through the entire city, nasas loy ir kuloy ke arba amis, then the entire city just considered like dalat amis. And then I could walk past there as much as I want. Amar Rav Idi, comments Rav Idi on this point, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevi'is. What the Gemara said, this difference is Ein Elu Divrei Nevi'is. What does that mean? Mali Kolsa B'chatzir. What's the difference if the 2,000 amma end in the middle of the city, or Mali calls up Sifir, it shouldn't make a difference. And there's a fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the statement that the Gemara, the Rav Idi just made, in Eladivrei Nevi'is. So Rashi seems to learn that what he was saying was, there's no way that Rabbi Shu ben Levi could have come up with this explanation, if not that he heard this from his Rebbe. There's no way to give it, because it really doesn't make a difference. And as Ritva says, Rav Idi meant to say that just like a Navi, when he comes with a shlichus, with a message from Hashem, doesn't give an explanation, but we accept what he said, because he's a Navi Hashem. So too, we have to accept what Rabbi Shu ben Levi said, even though we don't necessarily understand them. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, whenever the Gemara says, Ein Ela Divrei Nevi'is, it's different. It must be that I don't understand what he's saying. That what he's saying, it's like a Nevi'is. Just like a Nevi'is, we say we don't understand. Here too, we don't understand. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava says, why are you considering what is being taught here like Divrei Nevi'is? Why are you considering it like Divrei Nevi'is? Tavaya Tanini, both of the halachas that we have just learned are in the Mishnah. The Mishnah we're going to learn later in today's Shir Mitzvah Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Anshi Ir Gedol Mahalchan Kol Ir Ktana. The people of a large city could walk the entire area of a city, of a small city which is next to them. And that entire city is only counted like Dalar Amis. But the small city, when they want to walk through the large city, the neighboring large city may not do so. My Tama. And how do we understand why is there a difference for the small city to the big city? Laugh. The people who in the small city who are walking through the large city, so the large city is longer, wider than 2,000 amma. So therefore, since it takes up more than 2,000 amma, it cannot be considered. So the whole, their tchum is not enveloped in the city, and therefore, we have to count the area only as much area as they walk. Whereas Hani calls me Dasam Safir, the people from the large city who are walking through the small city, they have the advantage that since it's a small city, we look at it just like Dalet Amos because they were able to envelop it. So isn't that exactly what we just learned? So, Rav Idi, so if that's an open Mishnah, what's Rav Idi saying that what Rav Shulman Levi said was Divrei Nevi'is? It's not Divrei Nevi'is, it's a Mishnah. Rav Idi says the Gemara, Anshi Tani. He had a whole different understanding of the Mishnah that we're going to learn soon. Umukim Loi, he explains that Mishnah, Benoisin. He's speaking, he, according to him, the Mishnah is speaking about a person who puts an Erev in a city. There, when you put an Erev in the city, it makes no difference whether you're a person from the large city and you put an Erev in the small city, or whether you're from the small city and you put the Erev in the big city. Since you put the Erev, you put your Erev in that city, that then the entire city is considered for you Arab Amos. By you putting your Erev in a city, you're showing that that's your place of residence for Shabbos. And since you're showing that that's your place for residence for Shabbos, so you get the din like somebody who lives in a city. And certainly, someone who lives in a city, the halacha is that the entire city is considered for him just Dalar Amos. Ava Moided, but the question that we're discussing in our shir, where you put, where you don't have an Erev in a city, and you're passing through a city, and is the city going to be considered four Amos, or is the city going to be counted every Amos individually? Loi Tanan, that isn't part of that Mishnah. And since it isn't part of that Mishnah, the statement that was made, Ein Eler Divrei Nevius, remains a valid statement. Where did he take this distinction from? So asterisk for, if the according to Rav Edi's understanding of that Mishnah, the Mishnah is teaching us that if I put an Erev down in a city, then it's considered I'm a member of that city. And since I'm considered a member of the city, therefore the whole city is considered for me like Dalar Amos, so why is there a difference if it's a big city or a small city? So he answers, there's a chiddush. Because we would think that since the person started Shabbos in the small city, and he just put his Erev Techumim in the big city, he should not be allowed to walk through the entire city. Why? Because I would think the power of Erev Techumim is somewhat limited. Therefore, it teaches us the Mishnah that it's not limited and I could do whatever I need. So one thing we see from Shur in our Gemara, that if you were a member of a city, then the entire city is considered for you Dalar Amos, even though you put your Erev outside of the city. And if we're learning here that where you put your Erev is considered where you are living for Shabbos, so why are you considered like a member of the city if you once you put your Erev outside of the city? So the Chai Adam says, the way I understand the Chai Adam says that Erev Techumim is indeed a leniency that Chazal gave us. That by putting an Erev Techumim in one direction, I could walk in that direction. But the purpose of Erev Techumim was to make a kula. The purpose of an Erev Techumim was not to make chumras. So if we're going to create by saying that there was an Erev Techumim, I won't be able to walk, my whole city will not be considered Dalar Amos, that's defeating the whole purpose of Erev Techumim. La halacha, there's machloikas rishonim. What is the halacha? If I'm in a city, and I put my Erev outside of the city, am I still considered a member of the city that the entire city should be considered like Dalar Amos? The Rambam is Machmir. He says, if I put my Erev elsewhere, the fact that I stayed in the city doesn't give me the right to count that city for Dalar Amos. Tosfos is Mekel. Tosfos says, like we just explained, if I'm in the city, even though I put my Erev Techumim elsewhere, that much it accomplishes that the city is still considered like Dalar Amos. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Ches, Sif Aleph, Paskins like the Rambam L'Chumra. The Ramah there is Mekel, like the Tosfos, and the Mishnah Berura says we could be Mekel like the Ramah. But one thing you have to do, we said, is that you have to be in the city, you have to stay in the city. Why does that mean that you have to stay in the city? Doesn't mean that you have to be in the city overnight. And that at least will help that for you, even though you put your Erev outside of the city, you're still considered a member of the city. Or as long as you were there by Beinu Shmoshes, that will be enough. The Tshuva Mahava is lenient, and he says as long as you were there for part of the night, the halach is you're considered a member of the city, that the entire city should be considered for you Dalar Amis, even though you put an Erev Tchumim elsewhere. The Chazon Ish is not so clear that we could be lenient. What about if you put your Erev in a different city? There, it's not so simple that maybe only because you put your Erev on the road, so that's why the city that you're in still has some relevance. But if you didn't put your Erev in a city, you didn't put your Erev on the road, you actually put your Erev in the city, there maybe we have to be more machmer, suggest some paiskim. So ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Edi, the distinction that we wanted to make between somebody who's measuring his tchum, and there's a difference if he ends in the middle of the city or he ends at the end of the city, is not stated in any Mishnah. For Tanan, haven't we learned at the end of the Mishnah on the bottom? And in the bottom of this Amid, that says, "Almodish Amid Noisnoi Paim Amma Shafilos Soif Midosa Kol Bamara." That if a person is measuring 2,000 Amma, and the 2,000 Amma end in the middle of a cave, he can't move past that. And we don't treat the entire cave like Dalar Amis. So isn't this clearly a proof to what Reb Shub Ben Levi taught us, that only if it ended in the middle of the cave, you can't consider it like Dalar Amis. But if it ended at the end of the cave, we would be able to consider it like Dalar Amis. So what is the Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Soifi Estr Chalei Deloi Tanan. Indeed, from the Mishnah, we can learn that if the 2,000 Amma end in the middle of a city, in the middle of a cave, we don't consider the entire area like Dalar Amis. However, what Reb Shub Ben Levi taught us, that if the 2,000 Amma end at the end of the cave, or after the city, after the cave, then the entire city, or the entire cave, is considered Dalar Amis, says Rav Edi, that there's no Mishnah to corroborate. Amar Rav Nachman, Man Detani Anshi Loi Mishtabish, the one who has a girsa in the Mishnah, that the people of the small city could walk through the entire city, is a good girsa. Or man the tani, and somebody who has a girsa, ain anshi, that you can't walk through the entire city, also like mishtabish, is also not making a mistake. And ask the Gemara, how could these two versions live side by side? Answers the Gemara, man the tani anshi, that the people of the small city to walk through the entire city, and that the entire city will only be considered like Dalar Amis, Loi Mishtabish, is not making an error. The Maikum Loi, they will explain that Mishnah. But Noisin, by somebody put his Erev in the big city, and by putting his Erev in the big city, so what he accomplishes is that now the big city is his Mokum Shvisa. Since the big city is his Mokum Shvisa, it's considered like Dalar Amis. Or Madatani Ain, that the Ain Anshi, that the people can't walk through an entire city, Loi Mishtamish, is also not making an error. The Maikam Law, he'll explain that what is the case. But Maided, somebody who's walking through the big city, he didn't make an Erev, he didn't deposit his Erev in that big city. And because he didn't deposit an Erev in the big city, the entire big city cannot be considered for him like Dalar Amis. V'chsuri Mechsura. And this is the way you have to learn, according to this, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to be talking in the following case. V'chitani. Anshi Igdol Mahachlan's call Erektana. The people of the big city can walk through an entire small city, because the entire small city is within their 2,000 Amma. However, because it takes up more than 2,000 Amma, and the 2,000 Amma come before he gets to the border of the city. continues the Mishnah. B'medvar memurim, when is this difference, the halacha, b'moided, when somebody didn't make an Erev in the big city, and now he's walking, and there's a question, and the issue is, where does his tchum end? Avil, mishay be'ir g'doyla, if somebody's put, lives in the ir g'doyla, v'nich saruv be'ir k'tana, and he deposited an Erev in a different city, in the small city, or vice versa, Hoya Biektana, he lives in the small city, Vinichas Ruva Beir Gdoila, Mahalchas Kulai, he could walk through that entire city, Vichutzlai, and outside of it, Apaim Amma, because that entire city, since that's where he put his Erev, becomes his Makam Shvisa. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Bechama, Amr Rabbi Ba'aba, Amr Rafuna. Ir She Yeshevis Al Sfas HaNachal, if you have a city that's sitting on a border, Im Yesh Lefne Daka, Arba, if in front of it is a structure that is Dalar Amis wide, that makes that the border of the city is considered all the way at the river's edge where you have the staka. Vimlav, but if you didn't put up this mechitza between the river and the city, a Madinloi, every person's Erev is measured Elami Pesach Besoi from the entranceway of his home. So, Rashi explains this Gemara. The way Rashi explains this Gemara is that the city is right by a riverbank, and the river is deep. So certainly people aren't living in the river, because sometimes the river even floods over. And therefore, the people who live in that city are not considered like people who have a kvius there. Because you only can be considered that you're living in a city where it's a city that is safe to live in. And since there's flooding in that city isn't considered really a place that people live in. Only thing that makes the city livable is the fact that you have this mechitza, you have this barrier that protects you, and therefore the city is considered a city, and that's why you could... That's why it's considered a city. So according to this, we're speaking about the river has water and the concern is flooding. Others say it doesn't have to be a river with water. If it's just a deep pit or a deep ditch where people could fall, again, you have the same consideration. If there's a barrier separating you, so since there's a barrier separating you, so then the city is considered a city. But if there's no barrier between the city and that ditch, so it becomes a very dangerous place to live. And since it's a dangerous place to live, that's why it's not considered a city. And therefore, you have to measure it from each person's house. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, Daka Arba Amis Armatalon. Here you're telling us that you have to have a Daka the size of Arba Amis. And as Rashi says, and the Meiri, that here you're saying that we need Arba Amis. And throughout Shas, we find that Rabbi Yosef unfortunately forgot his learning, and Abaye would try to remind them what he forgot. So Abaye is saying to Rabbi Yosef, you're telling us the shear is Arba Amis. My Shnom, we call Daka the Alma. We just spoke about a daka in the previous year, and there was arba tfachim was enough. Amalei, hasam lebisa tishmishta. In the previous year, the purpose of the daka wasn't because there was a danger involved. It was just for a hecker. So when there's a hecker is enough with dalet tfachim. Hacha, but in Al Gemara, the purpose of the daka is because biyasa tishmishta, there's a concern of danger, and because there's a concern of danger, so the daka has to be significant. When is the daka considered significant? When it's dalar amis. Amr Rabbi Yosef no'am minelo, that where do I learn this halacha about a daka? The Tanya. We learned in a brisa. Hit the Rebbe shebenei Goder. There were people who lived in the city of Goder, which is up the mountain, to go down to the Seir, hit the Rebbe Shei B'nai Goder Yarden L'Chomtzen. They could go down the mountain to the city of Chomtzen. V'hem B'nai Chomtzen, but the people of city, Chomsa, which was on the bottom of the mountain, the way Rashi's learning the Gemara, may not go up Ligodr. My Tama, why is there such a distinction? Because the Gemara is assuming that there wasn't a Tchum issue that was separating these two cities. So why is there a difference? The Tchums overlapped. So why could Gadar go down and Chamson can't go up? Lav, Mishum Dahani of a Daka. The people in Gadar made a Daka around the city. And therefore, because they made a Daka around the entire city is considered like one city. And we look at the Tchum only from the border. Vahani, but the people in Chamson did not make a Daka. And therefore, they're considered like each home individual. And since each home is individual, we have to measure the 2,000 amas up to the top. And not everybody had 2,000 amas from their home on the bottom of the mountain to all the homes on the top of the mountain. Kiyos Rav Dimi, but when Rav Dimi came, Omer, he said, the Chamson and Gadar had nothing to do with Hilchos Tchumim. Rather, the consideration was Matrugi Matargalei, Bnei Gadol Bnei Chamson. When the people of Chamson would go up to their city, they would get hurt. They abused them. And therefore, Rebbe had to make a rule that the people of Chamson should not go together because they're going to get hurt. And it has nothing to do with Hilchis Ervin. Or my hitter. So, according to this, the word hitter is not the right word. Hitter means that there's a halachic consideration. Is a mutter? Is it osur? This is not halachic consideration of mutter osur. It's a practical consideration. So the Gemara shouldn't say hitter. Says the Gemara, indeed, hiskin. It was something that Rebbe enacted out of safety. So ask the Gemara, if that's the consideration, so what does it have to do with Shabbos? Or Maishno Shabbos? Why was it only on Shabbos that Rebbe made this rule? Answers the Gemara, the Shchicha Bar Shikris. The concern is that on Shabbos, the people don't work and they drink. And because they don't work and they drink, that's why there's more of a concern of abuse. But this is a very interesting Gemara. Here we see that on Shabbos, there's a consideration for Shikris. And this is the basis for the minig that we all have, that Shabbos afternoon, when we daven mincha, we all say the tefillah of Anis Filosi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzoin. What's the reason? So the Torah quotes a medrash. This is the Torah in Siman Reis Tzadik Beis. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yusichu B'yosrei Shoar Neginoi Shoisrei Shechar. And then the next pasuk says, this pasuk that we just began with, "Vanis filosil chashem eis rotzen." Omer Dovid l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, ein umazuk umas agoyim. Klal Yisrael is different. Kishoshim istafkrim, the umas ha'olam, when they drink and get intoxicated, hoychem apoychsin, they get rowdy. Va'anu loykein, ala af bishasinu, even though we just drank Shabbos suda, we drank." We still vanis filosil chashem eis rotzen. That's why we say it on Shabbos. We says the Gemara just taught us that there is a concern of shikris. People drink on people drink on Shabbos. But even though they drink on Shabbos, and that's why we had to make this rule that the Gemara just taught us. Still, we could be lenient, and the reason we could be lenient is because Klal Yisrael, even when they drink, they don't. They don't get out of control. On the contrary, v'nis filosi l'chashem eis rotzoin, they continue to daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Levush, that's why yontif by mincha, we don't say v'nis filosi, because yontif is a very different day than Shabbos. He says a very bechidish. He says, on yontif, we know the Gemara Masech the Beya, and it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Simen Tuf Kof Chof Tes, Sif Aleph, teaches us it has to be Chetzil Hashem v'Chetzil Chem. At least 50% of the time has to be devoted to Hashem. So since at least 50% of the time has to be devoted to Hashem, so Yontif, there's not going to be a chashash of Shikris. However, the Beis Yosef gives a different explanation for why we say Vanis Filosi Shabbos afternoon. He says that what we're trying to say, that we know, is that Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, there's Kriyas HaTorah. And what we're saying is, Vanis Filosi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzon. When is an Eis Rotzon for Klai Yisrael's tefillahs to be accepted? When we're reading Torah. And therefore, right before we do Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos afternoon, that's by Mincha, that's why we say Vanis Filosi. This, now we could very well understand why we don't have to, why we don't say Yontav by Mincha. Because by Yontav Mincha, there is no Kriyas HaTorah. However, the question that remains, if we're trying to proclaim that whenever we daven, Vanis Filosi L'cha Hashem, that whenever we daven, whenever we read the Torah, that's Eis Rotzon, so why do we only say it on Shabbos afternoon by Kriyas HaTorah and no other time by Kriyas HaTorah? So I was thinking perhaps the answer is that you have to have a combination. You have Kriyas HaTorah, and you have Kriyas HaTorah in a time where people were eating a big meal and were drinking, and still we stop what we're doing to come to shul to daven. And we stop what we're doing, we come to shul to learn. That's when it's specifically an Eis Rotzon. Ask the Gemara, if Rebbe was concerned that the Bnei Chamsin shouldn't go to Geder because the people in Geder abused them, so why could the Bnei Goder go to Chamsin? Why are we concerned that when the people from Chamsin will come down to Geder, who knows what they're going to do to the local citizens? Answers the Gemara, a dog, when it's not in its place, doesn't bark for 7 years. In other words, they're not going to be so abusive if it's not their hometown. Ask the Gemara, So if the people of Gadar are going to be careful when they get to Chamsin, why are we not concerned that the people of Chamsin are going to now take their opportunity to abuse the people of Gadar? Answers the Gemara, even though the Bnei Gadar won't do anything in Chamsin, they're not going to let themselves be pushed around. Kula haile, kaifale, that they're going to be pushed away by the people from, get pushed around, that they're by the Bnei Chamsin, and therefore they could come there. Rav Safra has a different explanation. What was the circumstances of Gadar and Chamsin? And it really goes back to a discussion that we had earlier in our perek. It was a Ir Asui Kekeshes Havoi. It was a city that the city of Chamsin was made like a semicircle. It had nothing to do with the way they acted towards each other. It was a din in Hilchas Tchumim, but it has nothing to do either with the halacha that we spoke about before about a daka, if a daka works or it doesn't work. What happened was that the Ir Chamsin was shaped like a semicircle, and between the two sides of the semicircle, there were more than 4,000 amah. And we learned in the Gemara on Daf Nun Hei that if there's more than 4,000 amahs between the two sides of the semicircle, the halacha is, then everybody has to measure from their own home. Now, the city of Keshes was further. So now, by doing this, you're not going to have 2,000 amah between Chamsin and Gadar. The city of Gadar, however, was a square. And since it was a square, as we've learned, not only do these halachas not apply of looking what distance there are from the two sides of the square, furthermore, we count from the border of that city. And if we look at the border of the city of Gadar as it travels to Chamsin, there were less than 2,000 amah, and therefore the people from Gadar could travel to Chamsin. Rav Dimi bar Chanina Amar, the way to understand the story of Gadar and Chamsin was that they were Anshe Ir Gadol v'Anshe Ketana Haya. It goes back to what we discussed in our shiur today twice, on the Afsamach and Beis and on the top of this Amid, where the people of Cham, where one was a large city and one was a small city. The large city, you could not traverse the entire city with before reaching 2,000 amma, so you stop where the 2,000 amma end. The small city you could traverse and not have passed 2,000 amma. Therefore, the entire city was considered only like 4 amma. Rav Kahana Masnahachi, Rav Kahana taught us that the machloikis between Rav Safra and Rav Dimi, the way we just learned, that Rav Safra explained that Chamsun and Gadar is talking about a city with a semicircle, and Rav Dimi explained it that it was an Ir Gdoila and an Ir Ktana. Rav Dimi Masnahachi, Rav Tavyumi learned the machloikis this way. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Bachinana, that we have machloikis of Safra, Rav Dimi Bachinana, how to understand the rules between Gadar and Chamsun. Charamer, one of them says the way to understand it is that one was, it was the, as we explained, Ira Sui Kakashas Havi, that one city was a semicircle and one city was a square. The Charamer, one explains that the difference was the one was an Anshi Yekutana and was an Anshi Gadayla, but we don't know who holds what. So in other words, the only difference between Rav Kahana's understanding and Rav Tavumi's understanding is that they both have these two understandings, interpretations of the halacha of Gadar and Chamsun. Where they differ is that Rav Kahana knew what everybody holds, and Rav Tavumi wasn't quite sure what Rav Safra holds or what Rav Dimi Bachinana holds. Says the Mishnah, Anshe Eir Gdoila, we had this Mishnah twice today in our shiur already. Anshe Eir Gdoila Mahalchen is called Eir Ktana. The Anshe Eir Ktana Mahalchen is called Eir Gdoila. Keitzat, what does that mean? As we explained, Mishaya Eir Gdoila, if somebody was living in the big city, however, V'notzen Seiruva Eir Ktana, he deposited his Erev in the small city, or vice versa, he really lives in the Eir Ktana. V'notzen Seiruva Eir Gdoila, Mahalachas Kula, the city in which you put the Erev becomes your Makom Shvisa, and since it becomes your Makom Shvisa, you can walk, the entire city is only considered like Dalar Amis, and you can walk outside of it Alpayim Amma. Rekiva says, Ein loy elam emakom eruva Alpayim Amma. The city in which you put your Erev is not considered like Dalar Amis. You only get 2,000 amas from where you actually put down the Erev. Amalam Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, don't you agree that somebody bought benois and eruva b'mora, if somebody deposited Erev in a cave, shalem and makam eruva apayim amma. So why, and then we don't consider the entire cave like Dalet Amas, so why should putting Erev in a city be any different? Amaloi, Chacham told him, we agree that somebody would put an Erev in the middle of a cave, that the entire cave is not considered like Dalet Amas. Amasai, because Ein Bo Diurim, because nobody lives in the cave, and therefore it doesn't have the special rules of a city. Aval, when we speak about a place that people are living, or even a cave that Yesh Bo Diurim, so the entire cave is considered Mahalachas Kuloi. You can walk the entire cave. The entire cave is only considered like Dalet Amas. And then you can walk outside the cave for Chutzlai Palam Amas. Nimtza. So according to the Chachamim, Kal Toicha, the interior of the cave, is more lenient than Mi'al Gaba, than the exterior of the cave. Because nobody lives on top of a cave. So if you put an Erev Tchum on top of the cave, you start counting 2,000 amma from where you put down the Erev. However, if you put an Erev in the cave, and it's such a cave where people live, then the entire cave is considered like Dalet Amas, and you begin counting after the cave. Moided, Nana Mishnah says, a different halacha, if somebody was outside the city, and he's walking 2,000 amas. The means shafilo soif midasa kala b'mara. If somebody's walking from wherever he was kind of shvisa, for whichever way you are kind of shvisa, and now he ends up in the middle of the cave, everybody will agree that he can't walk past that point where the 2,000 amma come up. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmu, Shavas Beir Chareva. If somebody was Ben Ashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, in a city that doesn't have any occupants, L'Rabbanan, Mahalchus Kulay, the entire city is counted like Dal Ramas, and then afterwards he could walk Chutzalay Apayim Amma. He could walk outside of it 2,000 Amas. The truth is, Rashi says, Divrei Maskel Rabbanon, that the halacha that we just stated is even according to Rabbi Kiva. The reason Shmuel said it, Zed halacha according to Rechamim, is because we're going to learn different halachas where Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon don't agree, so Shmuel just wanted to stick to the opinion of the Chachamim. But if you put your Erev in a city that has no occupant, you only have 2,000 Amma. That the city is not considered like Dalar Amas, but because the Chachamim said that if somebody put an Erev in a city, it's considered Dalar Amas, only in a city that's occupied. So again, the difference is if you're actually there, it doesn't make a difference if it's occupied or not. And it really doesn't make a difference, even according to Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, as we just said, the entire city, even though it's Chareva, is considered like Dal Ramis. But if it's a place where you deposited an Erev Tchumim, the Chachamim will agree. And it's a city that's not occupied, it's not considered like Dal Ramis. However, comments the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer Echad Shavas, whether if you put down your Erev there, or you actually pass there, Mahalach, the entire city is considered like Dalar Amas, and then V'chutzalah, only outside the city, you start counting a Paim Amma. So in other words, the Machloikus of Shmuel and Rebbe Lazar is according to the Chachamim. What's going to be the halacha if you put your Erev in an Er Chareva? Is the entire city considered like Dalar Amas? The opinion of Rabbi Lazar was the entire city not considered like Dal Ramas, the opinion of Shmuel. Ask the Gemara on Rabbi Lazar's opinion, Meisvei, we just learned in the Mishnah, Amalam Rekiva, Iyat Moidinli be Noisness, Aruva Bemara, don't you agree that if somebody put an Erev in a cave, Shainli Mimakame Ruvai, Ella Apayim Amma, then you only get 2,000 Amma from where you put down your Erev. And Amr and the Chacham respond to Rekiva, Amosai, when do we agree with you? If there's nobody living in that cave. But what we clearly see in the Mishnah, if there are no people in that cave, they will agree to Rabbi Kiva that if you put down your Erev there, you don't get 4 Amos for an entire cave. So, how could Rabbi Lazar disagree? Answers the Gemara, my aim by the Urim, when the Mishnah spoke about a case where the aim by the Urim, you don't count that the entire area is like Dalar Amas, it's talking about a place, Shein Ruyal Adira, it's a place which is not inhabitable. It doesn't have mechitzas. But if it's a place that's inhabitable, it may be considered Dalar Amas, even if there's no people living there. Toshma. So the Gemara tries to bring another raya to the opinion of Shmuel versus Rebbe Lezer. The Brisa says, Shavas Be'ir, If you were in a city, a fili gedoyle kamayin tuchya, even if it's as large to tuchya, b'mara, or you were in a cave, a filu kamar tzitkiya melchi huda, we'll speak about that in a moment, malchus kuloi, v'chutz lo payim amma. So says the Gemara, Ketani, the Braisa connected the ear and the mara, the city and the cave. Mama oru chareva, just like the mara is a place where nobody lives, Af ir chareva. It must be a city that nobody's living in. And what does the Braisa say? Shavas in. Only if you were living there, that's when the entire area is considered like Dalar Amas. Aval hiniach, just by putting an Erev down in such a place, you don't get the entire area. Loi is not considered like Dalar Amas. Before we go further, the Moritz Yo is described in Sefer Yirmiyah, when the city of Yerushalayim was under siege, Tzidkiyo made a cave. It's machloikus if the cave was 12 mil long or 18 mil long, and Tzidkiyo wanted to use that cave to escape from Yerushalayim. And as the Yalkut Shemoni explains the Psukim, as he was trying to escape, there was a deer that ran on top of that cave. And the Roman soldiers were chasing that deer to catch it. And as they were chasing the deer to catch it, as Sitkiyo came out of the cave, the deer came to that point and they caught him. Mani. Now says the Gemara, who's the Tana that says in this Braisa that if you were shoivis in the ear, chareva, you could walk the entire city? Ilam Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to say it's the following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Mayiri chareva, afil yeshiva nami, Rabbi Kiva holds that if you put down the air, if you could only walk 2,000 amma. Elalav, Rabbanan. And Tama, the when could we be lenient to shove us in? Avul Haniach, if you're in the city, then the entire city is counted like Dalai Lama's. Avul Haniach, if you put it down, Loi, then putting down an Erev will not be enough to make that city, which is Chareva, be counted like Dalai Lama's. Says the Mara, the entire premise is incorrect. Loi teme ir doim the Mara, that the ear and the Mara are the same, that the ear was Chareva and the Mara was Chareva, and that's why this halach is. The way to learn it is Mara Dumi the ear. Ma ear Yesheva, a city is usually inhabited. Af Ma'ar Yesheva, and the Mara was inhabited. And this Braisa is going to Rabbi Kiva, is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Dama Elam Makam Aruvai Elapayim Bavad, even if you put your Erev in an inhabited city, but you're not personally there, the halacha is that you don't, that the city is not counted like Dalai Lama's. However, if Bishavas, if you're personally there, then he is Moida, that the entire city is counted like Dalai Lama's. Says the Gemara, V'Mara Sitkiyo Ketani. How can we say that the Mara was inhabited? We spoke about that it was Mara Sitkiyo, and as we just described, Mara Sitkiyo was just a tunnel from which he could use to escape. Answers the Gemara, Kamar Sitkiyo V'Loi Kamar Sitkiyo. It's a comparison to Mara Sitkiyo, but not a perfect comparison. Mara Kamar Sitkiyo Gedoyla, that's a very large area, like we said, 12 mil, 18 mil. However, V'Loi Kamar Sitkiyo, Dila Hossam, the Mara Sitkiyo was indeed Chareva, was uninhabited, V'Hocha, but then the Mara that we're speaking about, Yeshiva was inhabited. Says the Gemara, Mar Yehuda Ashkechinu Levrei Merachta, the Mar Yehuda met the people of the city Merachta, the Kamoisver Vibe Bei Knishta the Bei Guver, that they put their Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, a Bei of Guver, which was outside the city. It was a very large city, it was a very large shul, and it was within 2,000 amma of the city of Merachta, but the people, as they put down the Erev, were not careful to put the Erev at the end of the shul. They thought that if you put an Erev in an enclosed area, so it doesn't make a difference how large the enclosed area is, the entire area is only considered like Dalai Amis, and you could continue walking afterwards. Amlu, so the Mar Yehuda told these people from Mevrachta, Govabei Tfei, make the Erev deeper into the shul, further deeper into the shul. You have the area anyway. Kehechi, the listrulchu tfei. That means you'll be able to walk further because the 2,000 amas start from where you put your Erev. Because Mar Yehuda agreed with Rabbi Kiva that if you put your Erev in place, even if it's enclosed, that doesn't mean that the entire enclosed area is considered like Dalai Amas. And therefore, he told him to put the Erev deeper in the shul so he could start counting the 2,000 amma later. Amalei Rava. So Rava said to Rabbi Yehuda Palgo, you're a person that's disputing the opinion of the Chachamim. Be'erev in less l'chosh to the Rabbi Kiva. When we speak about this Shaila, nobody agrees with Rabbi Kiva, who's a Machmer. Because even if we'll say that Rabbi Kiva opinion maybe makes sense, there are two reasons explain the Rishonim why here we should be lenient. One is Tchuma Derabbanan. So whenever we have a question by Derabbanan, Safek Derabbanan Lekula. Furthermore, we learned early in our Masechta that Halacha can make L'Beirev, that whenever we have a question in Hilchas Erevin, we follow the lenient opinion, and therefore don't follow Rabbi Kiva's opinion, which represents the Chumra, follow the opinion of the Chachamim, which represents the Kula. Kadron loch ketz ma'avrin, kadron loch ketz ma'avrin, kadron loch ketz ma'avrin.